I'm Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. Today, we're focusing on the recent increase in demand for the services of the Banque Alimentaire Memphremagog. We'll be speaking with Judith Marois-Jones, the communications officer for the food bank, to understand the challenges they face and their plans to meet the growing needs. We found out that over the past year, the Memphremagog Food Bank has recorded an alarming 44% increase in requests for food aid across the 17 municipalities it serves.
Last year, we recorded an alarming 44% increase in requests for food aid, and that is throughout the 17 municipalities that we serve here at the Memphremagog Food Bank. Unfortunately for our community, you know, the rising cost of the groceries, the shortage in affordable housing and rising interest rates all had an impact on food insecurity in the region. We also noted that before, we used to see a lot of, single parent households come in for some food. But in the past years, there's been a shift in those numbers. And we're noticing that even an 85% increase in the number of young families with parents who work are those that seek out food aid, and that's compared to last year. So it's very alarming for us. That also means that it could be anyone. It could be you, it could be me that needs to turn to a food bank.
Our guest, Judith, shared that the food bank is currently dealing with two major challenges.
Right now, the food bank faces different challenges. The first is the need for additional space, because we do have a limited space to serve our users right now, which is why we plan on expanding this year. And the second challenge is also our ability to recruit volunteers, especially for a longer period, which is why we are turning to our social media and network to fulfill those positions.
The food bank relies on the generosity of corporate and individual donors to fulfill their mission, but they do plan to seek an additional $200,000 to reach their goal.
As always, we are relying on the generosity of corporate and individual donors to fulfill our mission. So in order to fund our expansion, we do plan on seeking an additional $200,000. We are confident in reaching our goal. This fall, actually, we will be launching a major fundraising campaign to raise the necessary funds throughout the year. So stay tuned. But in the meantime, we do encourage the community to donate throughout the summer on our website, which is banquealimentaire.ca.
We asked Mrs. Marois-Jones how La Banque Alimentaire Memphremagog plans on funding this ambitious project.
In order to fund the expansion of our grocery store, the Memphremagog Food Bank has already received financial support from the Quebec Food Banks and also the Lac Memphremagog Desjardins branch.
And finally, our guest outlines two key ways that community members can contribute to the food bank.
There are actually two ways to help us. One is to donate money or non-perishable foods. And the second one is to volunteer. Last year, we counted on the help of roughly 50 devoted volunteers, but we foresee that with a larger grocery store, there will be more food to pick up, to sort, and to deliver to users. So to do so, we'll need 10 to 20 additional volunteers in the upcoming months. So if anyone is interested in joining as a volunteer, we do have a really fun environment, so they can contact us through our website or our Facebook page.
Thank you to Judith Marois-Jones, Communications Officer for the Banque Alimentaire Memphremagog. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.